This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My 2-year-old daughter, at the time she was 2, was always seeing things. We moved into our first real home, and we were saying prayers and all of that. And she says, "Mommy, the little girl won't stop talking." And I'm like, "Teehee, that's so cute. You know, she must have an imaginary friend." And I said, "Well, is she still here talking right now?" And she said, "Yes, and I can't pray with her talking." And I said, "Okay, little girl, you be quiet now." And my daughter says, "Okay, she's quiet," and we continued with our prayers. And I could see by looking at my daughter's face, she was scared. You know that kind of haunted look they get with the big eyes, and they're very still. And I said, "Is the little girl still here?" So now I'm starting to get creeped out. And she says, "Yes." And I said, "Well, where is she?" And of course the child has to say, "Behind you." So naturally I look behind me really quickly. I see nothing, but I've got chills all over. I can't hardly think, and I'm getting really scared. And I said, "Well, what does she look like?" And she described her. She described her dress, the color of her hair. And remember, the kid's only 2, so she's only seen so many things. And I said, "All right, little girl, you have to leave right now." And I looked at my daughter, and I said, "Is she gone?" And my daughter says, "Yes." Okay, so I think that's the end of it. Maybe she's got an active imagination. Okay. So the entire time that we lived in that house, my daughter would be saying, "Shut up, be quiet," in the middle of the night. And I'd be saying, "Mia, go to sleep. Time for bed. Stop talking." Because I'm thinking she's playing with her stuffed animals or something. And finally she says, "Well, she won't be quiet. The little girl won't be quiet." And I asked her if the little girl had a name. The little girl's name was Sarah. I called the landlord. The landlord said he'd never heard anything like this, and he probably thought I was crazy because I was asking him if anyone had passed away in the house or if any other tenants had said anything like this. So eventually we moved, and I thought, okay, good, no more little girls talking to my daughter in the middle of the night. The next place we moved was by far the worst. We moved in with my in-laws, and really old farmhouse. And my daughter comes in crying to me, "There's a dog out the window." Well, it's a farmhouse. That makes sense. So, you know, maybe she was looking out the window and saw a dog in the yard. She's not afraid of dogs. I don't know why she would say that, but we go and we look out the window. And I say, do you still see the dog, honey? And she's like, oh, yes, he's right there. And I'm like, right where? And I'm not seeing a dog or anything. And she says, right there. And I said, do you mean on the ground outside? And she says, no, he's in the window. And finally, I understand she doesn't mean he's standing in the window. He's floating outside the window. And I say, and of course, I'm totally creeped out. And I say, okay, so the dog's floating around outside your window right now. Yes. Okay. Well, that's even worse than a little girl. I don't want a dog floating out the window. So to make a long story short, I had her sleep in my room, and she said, there's no dog in this room. Oh, good. Glad to hear that. Move on to the next house we move into. Our next house was even worse. I'm standing at the kitchen window doing dishes, and now I have another child. My 2-year-old has now become 4, so we've fast-forwarded several years. My 4-year-old is playing in the yard. I'm watching her through the kitchen window. We do have a dog now. He's a big protective dog. There's a 6-foot privacy fence around the yard. I see my oldest 4-year-old playing, and the 2-year-old, youngest, is just out of sight. And I'm watching my daughter, and I see the color just drain from her face. And she's looking in the direction of the door, the way that I would leave the kitchen to go out to the backyard where the kids are. And it frightened me. It was so apparent that she saw something scary that I thought maybe her sister had fallen down or something. So I rush out there and I say, honey, what's wrong? And she says, the dog. And so I think, okay, maybe our dog is hurt. And I call the dog, and the dog comes, and I see that her sister's playing, and her sister's okay. She's, you know, playing with whatever she's got. And my oldest daughter says, I have to go in, I have to go in. So we go inside, and I say, honey, what did you see? And she says, I saw a dog, and he had black eyes. And I'm like, you saw a dog with black eyes? I'm like, well, was it Cody? Was it our dog? And she says, no, it was a yellow dog with black eyes. And he growled at me. And so we, you know, kind of blew that off. And then, as we continued to stay in that house, things got worse and worse. We had, we would wake up in the morning and all the cabinets in the kitchen would be open. We had it to where, and the electrician came out numerous times. Nothing was ever wrong when he came out. All of the lights in the house would go out except the lights in my bedroom and the hallway light. That's it. All the other lights were out. They would not work. There were no fuses blown. There was nothing wrong with the electricity. Everything else was fine. We had the electrician out a million times. And when the cabinets were open, we just closed them all up again. My 4-year-old daughter started having nightmares, and she would be crying and saying things like, she's going to get hurt, she's going to get hurt, and she would sleepwalk. My youngest daughter started seeing things, saw a child sitting at our table doing homework, thought it was a real person, asked me who was over and why they were doing their homework at our house. I saw no one. I had 2 roommates, and the male roommate, who was dating my friend, would take a shower, and he got 3 scratches on his shoulder, more than once. Another time, they had gone to bed, and they heard growling, so he turned on the light, thinking it was our dog. The dog wasn't in there, and he heard it again. Both of them came racing out of the bedroom. Another time, same thing, they came racing out of the bedroom, and I went back there to investigate, because that's just silly. And it sounds crazy to say it. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it's real. It really happened. On the sheets, there were little tiny handprints, like a child's handprints, and they were, it looked like bloody handprints all over the sheets, where they had just been laying. They were just there. They were just there. They heard the growl. They came running out. another time when the electricity was out, except in my bedroom. My roommate and I went in there, and I said, okay, if this is really a ghost, turn off the light, since you love lights. The light went off, and I'm like, okay. And I said, all right, turn it back on. Turn back on. And I did this twice in a row, and I said, all right, third time's the charm. If there's really someone here, it's going to happen a third time. And I said, all right, turn off the light. Light went off. And at that point, my roommate ran and screamed out of the room. I'm in a dark room. And I said, turn the light back on. It turned back on, and then I ran and screamed also out of the room. So now we've got a dark house except my bedroom in the hallway. Of course, the lights don't work. Another time I was sleeping in my room, and again, this is one of those things that sounds crazy, but it really did happen. I don't tell people about this because they think I'm crazy. I heard growling. I was not asleep. I was in bed. I was going to sleep. And I sat up in bed, and I looked at the corner where I heard the growling, and for all the world, I saw a werewolf. It looked like a werewolf. It was this big, dark, looking like its furry shape, and it had red eyes, and it growled again. And I was so terrified, I couldn't move. I was sitting up, so I wasn't laying down. Like in sleep paralysis, I was sitting up, and I couldn't move. And my daughters hear me, and they say, Mommy, are you okay? And I'm fine. My roommates hear me. They come running back. And I kept saying, you know, turn on the light, turn on the light, turn on the light. The one time my bedroom light doesn't turn on, because remember, the electricity thing affected every other room except mine. This time my light wouldn't turn on. And I kept saying, do you see it? Do you see it? My roommate saw it. Her boyfriend did not. And she says, oh, my God, a guy in the corner. And I said, he's big, he's big. And I still couldn't move. Like, I could turn and I could look at her. And so she and her boyfriend both climbed in the bed with me. And we closed our eyes and we prayed. So then we started putting Bibles open to the 23rd Psalm all throughout the house. We actually went to church. We went to church to tell somebody. And we were there and we stayed through the service. And at the end of the service, I was going up to talk to the preacher, and I don't know what stopped me. I don't know why I didn't talk to him, but I didn't. It's kind of like when you live in a place like that for so long, or at least this is the running theory, you start to, like, get used to it. It's really scary, but it almost, I don't know. It's kind of like when you sit on a couch and the couch kind of forms to your hiney and you're just used to sitting there. That's kind of what it's like. You just don't do anything. And so we had all three gone to church with the intent of talking to the preacher, and all three of us walked right out, didn't say a word. We had a frequent shadow man visitor. Our front door was two French doors, and it had the windows so you could see someone walk up, and it had see-through curtains. So anytime someone walked up, you saw their shadow walk across in front of the glass windows, and then they would knock. Happened all the time. We would see someone come up to the door. They would knock. Nobody's there. It got to the point where we wouldn't even get up because we knew if we had company, all the company was already there. So there was one night we were actually expecting someone to come over. My friend and I were sitting on the couch waiting, and knock, knock, knock. We saw the shadow. It was shaped like our friend that we were expecting. So we got up together. We looked at each other, and then we get to the door. We open the door. There's no one there. But not only is there no one there, but we didn't open the door and see, like, the front yard and the porch and the little fence. We opened the door and saw nothing. Like, it was completely black. We opened the door to nothingness. We both saw it. It happened to both of us. So it's not like, you know, I was having a dream and this is how the dream came about. We opened the door to blackness. And I said, you may not come in. And I closed the door, and my friend and I walked back to the couch, again touching shoulders as we walked back to the couch. We both sat down in unison, and we looked at each other and said, That was the shadow man. That was the shadow man, and this time we opened the door. And fast forward to Halloween. Okay, so we decided, for whatever reason, that we were going to dabble in witchcraft. Okay, so there's, now I have one, two, I have three roommates. There's two girls and one guy. And so, obviously, this is going to cause even more problems. So we all cast a spell. Then we went to the mall for trick-or-treating. Took the kids. After the kids went trick-or-treating, we dropped them off at their dad's house. And while we were trick-or-treating, we went by the tuxedo shop. And we got our candy. And there's this guy there. And he's really cute. And he says hi to me. And I say hi to him. He's dressed as a vampire. In a tuxedo, and I think, wow, that's nice. And he says, you know, come back tomorrow. And I'm thinking, okay, this will be nice. You know, I'll come back tomorrow. So I do go back tomorrow, and I say, hey, I'm looking for, I don't remember his name now, but he gave me his name. And they're like, there's no one here like that. And I said, sure there is. He was here yesterday. He was dressed as a vampire. Long blonde hair, blue eyes, had on one of your tuxedos. And they both were like, no, we were here yesterday. We were working. And there's no one here like that. No one at all. No one by that name. No one by that description. I'm like, he gave me candy. He told me his name. And they're like, lady. So I'm okay. I leave. And we go home. And my roommates and I were talking about it, and man, all the time. And I mean, I don't really believe in vampires, but who was that guy then? Was he a real vampire? One of my roommates believes in vampires, and I don't know. To this day, I look back on it and I wonder. I kind of doubt myself. I mean, yes, there was a real person there. Maybe it was a trick. I don't know. Moving on. The biggest thing in that house was the electricity. The shadow man, everybody saw the shadow man. All of my company, all the kids, everybody. And then after we're there, because as you live there or as I live there, it just got worse and worse. So now we hear screaming all the time. And at first it scared me. I was really frightened. And then it became natural. Just heard screaming. It was a woman screaming. We had someone over to paint. And she says, hey, I heard someone scream three times. And then I heard a crow. I'm like, you heard a crow? Like, yeah, the screaming's normal. We hear it all the time. Ignore it. But we haven't heard a bird. She goes, yeah, I heard a crow call like three times. I'm like, well, that's weird. Didn't think much of it. We had somebody over to fix the attic fan. He fell off the ladder. He fell into the big plate glass window. He cut his arm very badly. He'd been there a couple more times. The time before that, he dropped the washing machine, or maybe it was the refrigerator, on his toe and broke his toe. Another time, he was there to fix the dishwasher, and he got shocked. Well, this time, he fell off the ladder and fell into the plate glass window and cut his arm. And we called his wife, and we called an ambulance and all of that, and he said, I'm never coming back here. This place is cursed, and you kids here are cursed. I'm never coming back here. That scared us. My youngest daughter, she was two at the time, came to me and told me that my oldest roommate was in my female roommate was in the bathtub, and the bathtub was full of blood. Well, my roommate was not in the bathtub. She was standing next to me. So we can only attribute it to her sleepwalking. Her eyes, my daughter's eyes were open. She was looking right at me. And she said, you know, we'll call Lisa. We'll call my roommate Lisa. She says, Lisa's in the bathtub and it's full of blood. She just sat up in the bathtub of blood. Scared me to death because my roommate was right next to me. Our other roommate, the other female roommate, was at work. And she said, Lisa, my roommate, who was standing next to me. So I'm guessing it was a dream. On our way home one night, my roommate Lisa and I are driving. We go past the bank, and the bank is closed. And we see what looks to be a very large German Shepherd walking across the very well-lit bank parking lot. And we happened to be sitting at a stoplight, so we had plenty of time to look over at the bank. And I said, huh, look, a dog. And she says, yeah. And right then, the dog turns to us, and he smiled. The dog smiled. He showed many teeth. His eyes were deep, deep black. I've never had a dog smile at me, but I looked at her and she looked at me and we both clearly had seen the same thing. The terror that we felt at seeing that dog smile and show all those teeth and those black eyes is indescribable. It just goes through your body. She was driving. She ran the red light. And as we got some several miles away from the bank, going towards where but home, the place where everything bad happens anyway, and I said, the dog smiled, and she said, yeah. It had black eyes, and I said, yeah. So we both saw it. Absolutely terrifying. Another time we were there at the house, and we were hearing the screaming, and we called our other roommate who had since moved out. And instead of us going to her place because we're hearing someone scream, we call her. She says, oh, I hear the lady in the background. So she can hear it. She can hear the lady screaming. And we're scared. And she says, I'll be over in a minute. Why didn't we leave? Why didn't we go to her place? So she came over. She came back to our house to be there with the screaming. Okay, so remember, we're still thinking that we're going to do witchcraft, right? All right, so now we have all four of us at the table, and three out of the four of us cast a nice spell. Lisa, the one roommate, the one who was there from the beginning, she casts a mean spell, and in the midst of her casting the spell, her eyes turn black. It was like a cartoon. Her eyes turned black, and she opened her mouth like she was going to speak, and like you didn't see her teeth and her tongue, you saw blackness. And she reached for a knife that was on the table, and I tried to take it, and my other roommate tried to take it. We couldn't take it away from her, but she wasn't trying to hurt us with it. I'm thinking, or we thought at the time, that she was trying to protect herself. So now we go into full panic mode, and instead of casting spells, now we're grabbing Bibles, and we're reading the 23rd Psalm. We read that for at least 2-3 hours. Myself and the other female roommate, the male roommate that we had was, he was burning our Ouija board, and he put it in a jar, and he was going to bury it somewhere. He ended up taking it home and putting it on a shelf, and I guess the ashes shake inside the jar. The jar falls off all the time, but it doesn't break. So that night was the night we all stopped, quote-unquote, practicing witchcraft. In reality, cautionary tale, we knew nothing. We didn't know what we were doing. We got some books, decided to read it out loud and do what the book said. Don't do that. Really dangerous. Look at everything it brought to our house. My friend, I think, was possessed probably by something very weak because we didn't have to call a priest out. We just prayed all night. And it went away. This kind of stuff happened up until the point we actually left the house. The growling, the lights, the bloody handprints on the sheets. I know my oldest daughter woke up screaming one night because her walls were bloody. Of course, I didn't see it. See, I didn't see some of the stuff other people saw. The thing I saw was the werewolf in the corner. And she had my daughter had an injury on her chin that night. She had split her chin open, and I don't know if she fell out of bed, and then I don't know what happened, but that's when she came to me. Her chin was split open, and she said there was blood on her walls. And I looked in her room, and of course the light thing was happening, so I just had to use a flashlight. I didn't see anything, but she's trembling and crying and saying it's there. So she and I and her sister, we all slept in the living room together. I went and got her sister out of bed because I was afraid. Another time, well, this happened 3 times in a row. At 5 a.m., my car horn would honk. Not beep, beep. It was just constant beep. We lived in a nice neighborhood. Okay, 5 a.m., car honking, not cool. Very not cool. And it wasn't beep beep, it was a constant, and it happened 3 days in a row. I went out, I would open the car door, it would stop. The third day, it didn't stop. I got in the car, I ripped the thing that covers where you honk the horn on the car wheel, I ripped it off, pulled everything out, and then it stopped beeping. I don't know what's up with that. Just so many things happened there. That's it for now. I do have more. I have another house we moved to and more kids. All right, thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.